Well, I must say, Rink, this Rhenish wine of yours is simply the best.
And you supply us with the best broadcloth in the whole of England. Thick wool, perfectly woven. I can tell you, old fellow, your cloth is as popular as ever. And we sell it as far afield as Zurich.
That's good to hear. So let's drink to good business, my dear Rink. I hope your honourable father is well.
Very well, thank you. He is in fine health. And if business stays as strong as it is now, nothing will bother him anyway.
Well, let's hope things stay as they are. And you know you're always welcome at my place. But not everyone in the city sees it that way.
You mean the Guild of English Drapers?
Exactly. The Merchant Adventurers. They are lobbying against you more and more. Your privileges here in England have been a red rag to them for ages. You pay less customs duty than they do to export cloth.
Yes, but your king has just confirmed our special rights again.
So... But in the long run, it would be best for everyone if there was a compromise. If the English drapers had the same privileges in your towns, for example?
I don't have a problem with that. As far as I'm concerned, they could have exactly the same trading rights as us, as we do here in London. But the people of Danzig and Lübeck won't hear of it.
I'm just saying, you shouldn't underestimate the influence the adventurers have on our king.
I know, old fellow. But it's a tricky subject with us at the moment. Let's talk about something else. How's your family?
Oh, there's some good news. My wife is expecting our first child.